I love to read books, but I have to be honest, there's a lot of books I've only read partway. I fully intend to finish them, but other things come up, and sometimes I'm reading multiple books at the same time, especially if I'm teaching through a book of the Bible. I have, you know, 30 commentaries around me that I'm working through, but then there's that other book I want to read, and then there's another book I want to read on top of that, and so it takes me a while. Well, here's a book that you could sit down and read in one to two settings and reread it again. It's Bite-Sized Truth, Profound but Understandable, written by my friend Randy Alcorn. And the title of this little book is Face to Face with Jesus, Seeing Him as He Really Is. You know, Randy, I think sometimes Christians think, you know, they should have devotions every day. And I think, by the way, that's a great idea. But maybe they beat themselves up because they didn't spend an hour in devotions or two, or they didn't read 100 verses. And something I've said before is you'd be better off reading 10 verses from the Bible with comprehension than 10 chapters without it. Now, there'll be times when you'll read the 10 chapters, but isn't it important to just every day, especially in the beginning, to start it with the Word of God?
Absolutely. To me, that sets the tone of my entire day.
Yeah.
And there have been days where I find myself struggling with an attitude, not thinking or reacting in a Christ-like way. And then I remember, you kind of started your day with email.
Yeah.
And that's not a great way to, and don't start your day with social media.
True.
Greg, both you and I are active on Twitter, but we also both know that Twitter doesn't always bring out the best in people.
So
let's just put it that way.
Maybe the worst in people.
Fair? Yes, exactly. And so what happens is, you know, you go into that world of social media or into email where you're always dealing with issues and problems and everything else. If I don't come to it having spent time with Jesus, then I'm not going to come to it in a Christ-like manner.
Yes.
And also, there's the cumulative nature of spending daily time in God's Word. And as you said, even if it's a small amount of time, better that than not. And many people, I got to drive off and go to work. Well, what are you listening to on the radio? Are you listening to political talk show stuff? Are you listening to sports stuff? And I, you know, there's a place for politics, and I enjoy sports, but, you know, you could be listening to the Word of God. And I listen to the Bible on audio as I take a shower. I listen to it as I drive. And I listen to great sermons. So I listen to great audio books. One, Jerry Bridges, Trusting God. Been listening to that. Just a great and wonderful book. So let's fill our mind. Let's take the time that we have and let's use it. And then that time invested in God's Word, looking at Jesus, will allow us then to look at Twitter or listen to political stuff with a godly perspective. But if we start with those things, we'll never get to Jesus. If we start with Jesus, when we get to those things, we'll see them differently.
Wow, that is a great piece of advice, everybody, from Randy Alcorn about how to start your day. And so we have a great little resource to get you pointed in the right direction. It's called Face to Face with Jesus, subtitled Seeing Him as He Really Is. I know when Randy writes, or I write, or any of us write, or preach, you know, we want to get you into the Word of God. That's always our objective, is we want to get you into Scripture, because that's where the power is. That's where the authority is. That's where the truth is. You know, our illustrations have their place, or our stories, or our quotes, but ultimately, it's the Word of God that's going to sustain you and give you the perspective you need